This is Twit.
So Paul and I watched, I'm sure Ashley, because you cover gaming, you watched the Xbox event on Thursday morning.
We even had a live stream about
it. I thought you might have.
It was very fun.
We did too. It was just Paul and me, so it wasn't fun. But
yes, yeah. We tolerated each other.
You spent all that time together. Of course you're having a good time.
Mostly we were saying things like, is that Tetris? That looks like Tetris. Are they saying they've got a Tetris game? Is that possible?
And then
you
was.
Have 1 hour to show games and you're going to show Tetris?
Tetris?
Yep.
And then there was. And there was an actual Tetris game.
There was an actual Tetris game. And then the other thing that Paul, I was very impressed. They had Tinkerbell. Right. And Paul's going,
well, it was going to be the last game. And they're floating around with Tinkerbell. I said, you got to be kidding me.
You got to be kidding
me. The only thing that could save this is if she gets eaten by a frog.
And she did. He called it.
And I was
that
like,
is amazing. That's amazing. That's clippable. You put that on the internet. Put it on TikTok. Get that up on TikTok.
Impressive. Yeah. There's your TikTok stardom right there in a box. Listen to her. She knows.
Yeah.
She's with the socials. So. The big thing I thought, and at the time I remarked it, but I didn't really think about it, is how almost, I think they said it for every game. Every single game was on Xbox Game Pass. Is that right, Paul? I think it was.
That's right. Yep.
That's a big deal.
And this is the difference in the ways that these companies are going to market for the next gen. I mean, Sony is selling you a console, and Microsoft will sell you a console, but what really Microsoft wants is a subscription service. And you can choose your device, you know, through xCloud or through Game Pass.
They didn't, they only said, referred to, they didn't even ever say xCloud, but they only referred to gaming the cloud once.
I thought that was interesting, but xCloud is a code name, so that suggests that that name is not permanent.
It's, I mean, if you do the math, it makes a lot of sense, right? So you can either pay, so Sony is hoping that you'll pay, let's say $400 to $500 for their next gen console, and then $60 for a handful of AAA games,
or $70 in some cases.
And then you'll buy into PlayStation Plus, right? And so Microsoft is like, well, cool, but what if? What if you can't afford a Series X, or it's something not interesting to you? Maybe you have a PC. A lot of those games are cross-platform. Right. So they're being very smart about it as a service and saying, well, if you don't want to upgrade, like, that's OK. We got you. You can play all of these great games on Game Pass. It'll only cost you X amount of dollars a month. And over time, if you consider that over the life cycle of a console, you know, you're looking at $1,000 spend, maybe more. But it's like,
no one's thinking like that. Don't talk like that. No one's spending $1,000.
But if
we're just enjoying games here.
Yeah, you're just enjoying games. It's if you spend $15 a month for 5 years, you know, that's a lot of money. And like, it's way more than just.
Sorry, as you were talking, you reminded me of, or you put the idea in my head that in many ways, what Microsoft is doing is the same thing they've done on Windows with PCs, which is just preserving backward compatibility. You know, Apple or Sony is moving ahead very aggressively, like Apple does, getting rid of old technology. And Microsoft is over here saying, hold on a second.
But you can use your old stuff too.
Yep, you can go for it when you want. And when you do it,
we just want you in the ecosystem. We just want you in the ecosystem. And if you want to subscribe, Microsoft, that's great.
And also, it sort of makes sense as part of Satya Nadella's vision of Microsoft in terms of it being so service oriented and about multiple platforms. And you can use a. The platform of your choice in a lot of cases.
You can play this Xbox game on whatever you want. You want to play it on PC, we got you. You want to play it on Xbox One, we got you. We want to play it on Series X, great. Like, here it is, it's on Game Pass. And also, I gotta say, like, kudos to Microsoft for making Game Pass extremely compelling with all of these day and date titles. I mean, Halo Infinite is a game that Microsoft could very easily say, no, that's not going to be on Game Pass for a little while. Like, we're going to wait. But no, they just came out swinging. They're like, yeah, you're going to be able to play this on Game Pass. Like, no problem. We got you.
The trick here is going to be the third parties because, you know, the selection of games that are on xCloud in particular, that those are the game, whatever they call it, those are the games that will play anywhere, you know, on a mobile device or whatever. That's going to be up to the developers. And I'm curious to see, obviously, Microsoft's, you know, games, their studio games will be in there. But I wonder about the third parties.
Can you get a CD Projekt Red to put a Cyberpunk on that service?
Well, like, can they get could I get Call of Duty in there, right? And I think we know the answer to that one is no. But
why is it no?
I think Call of Duty does pretty well financially.
So there's no incentive. There's no technical reason, though, right? They could.
Yeah, I mean, their feeling is like, look, if you want to play it on a. Oh, sorry. But yeah, if you want to play it on PC and Xbox or whatever, a PC and PlayStation, please do. But then you'll have to pay for it twice.
It is a measure of the difference in business models between Sony and Microsoft. Sony is a hardware company. Microsoft is increasingly not even a Windows company. It's a cloud company.
A service company.
Yeah. So it makes perfect sense for Microsoft to say, you know, the truth is we don't care where you play it. And I think the reason obviously they can't impose this on third parties, but they did demonstrate some AAA title. I mean, that Halo Infinite is AAA high quality, 4K 60 frames per second. And if they can stream that from the cloud, then there's no reason any game couldn't be streamed from the cloud, right?
Right. Yeah. I think that's the future of video games, right? Where it's, we're now seeing an infrastructure emerge that, you know, hopefully for most people enables them. I mean, I know that there are a lot of communities still that are underserved in the way of high-speed internet. So that becomes a problem, right? And one of the things that actually kept the Xbox One from having that feature on it that did those online checks was the military.
Submarines.
The military was very upset because, you know, a lot of times you don't have access to the
internet. They took a lot of heat.
You might be able to just play your video
games. Saying you can't do it in a submarine. They took a lot.
Someone literally said, what do you say to someone who's on a submarine? And they said, well, maybe you should stick with the Xbox 360.
Yeah. I think the guy who said that got fired, didn't he?
That's right. He's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah. He doesn't work there anymore. It's not a good strategy. And the thing is, so the infrastructure's not there yet, I think, to make the full leap. But it is not a wild idea, especially now that we're seeing consoles go without optical drives. The next step of that is now we have this really, really inexpensive box that doesn't even store anything. It just plays our games off our servers for a subscription fee, you know, in the future. Yeah. And you buy a controller and you connect it to that thing. And that's, you know, there you go.
That's kind of interesting because it makes the Sony PlayStation 5 is for people on submarines. And for everybody, for everybody else, there's Xbox.
That's literally the marketing tagline.